So something of note is the key subject of immigration. The two sides are, it's essentially a human rights issue. It's just a question of responsibility by who, prioritization of resources, and overall, the goal is to solve the core problem of war and poverty, lack of abundance, disease that cause people to migrate. The current system, there's a lot of risk to a sovereign nation by allowing illegal immigrants in who have, even though we're all, you can still value them for human life. If they come in and take over in terms of culture, in terms of politics, in terms of everything, that's just something you have to consider. And especially if you're paying taxes in a certain country where you, those resources are supposed to be come back to you, if the problem is solved, it just seems like that it's an endless problem that's being bought at the expense of the taxpayer. And it's a closed system in that, well, if you make money, if in theory, if you strategically plan it right, I don't know. We're going to see what happens. This COVID thing, the next 2 years is going to be literally probably the most definitive points in human history. The issue of migration in Europe is about to collapse it, and it seems like a strategic collapse with the euro to make them dependent on the same thing with the cryptocurrency. There's something that I found in terms of the David Icke research, that there was a sect of the Jews called the Crypto Jews, which might be, that's why, it's like, what are the odds it's called cryptocurrency? So that kind of is something that, I don't know if that's a red flag, because there's, Alex Jones covers like all the actual information. I do think that should be required material for any sort of intelligence or any sort of military official, because of the sheer nature of responsibility associated with your job and defending not only the, it's the moral integrity related to the Constitution and upholding its laws. And I think we'll see what happens. The thing one thing I regret is believing that Mark Cuban could be president. I thought I came up with this like hilarious, like, make college basketball great again, it made sense on a couple of notes, except that he is a Democrat and he is an ad populum type of person. He is probably just as skilled, if not more skilled, than Trump at business in theory, depending on just based on finance. Again, that part isn't as important as your, again, if somebody comes up with a good plan, I'd like to help him in terms of a plan. It wouldn't really matter what ticket he runs on. I just don't think it's going to be him based on a few things that I did see. Speaking of, the Dead Sea has signs of life again, which is another sign of the end times. So it's kind of, again, the writing's kind of on the wall, and I would like to just be able to, like, ignore all this and, like, live in this little la-la land and, like, be able to project 10 years out from the future. I just don't really know if I can do that anymore. So it's kind of like, you know, we'll see what happens. I think the churches need to have a conference, major conference, like a discussion, I would say, if that's probably already a thing. And the states, I need to see the states be, fucking dude, To me, if we get attacked by a psychological bioweapon, the response, you would want some sort of militarification, like fortification at the individual state level. And I would like to see a lot of the executive, I just think there's way too much power and control of the federal government. And I think states need to be safe havens against the rollout of this thing if we're just going to allow these blue governors to just, like, fucking shit on the Constitution. And there's just so much, sheepdom in the system that you were like, are we actually, like, what the fuck? Like, we're losing. We're almost losing in a lot of sense. And there's so much animosity towards Trump. I still think, depending on how the term for you get information, and here's the thing, if Alex Jones is censored and nobody really knows about it, people have already made up their minds about Trump, and they've worked to collapse the economy, unless major action and truth is revealed in the next, like, 7 months, then it's going to be a difficult election to win, even again, and depends on the, again, you know, all the, like, the polls are propaganda. Like, honestly, like, it's so, like, the level of just sheer, like, it, again, it's quantifying the bullshit is the entire fucking nature of money being the root of all evil. And it's just even more amplified recently, and just with the whole education system and everything going on. It's just such, like, and again, the capitalist system in America, in terms of, it's still the best we got. It just seems like it's been an orchestrated financial collapse. Europe is definitely into those waters. And I honestly looked for, I would bet a Macron starts running shit in the UN. And again, that's when China's going to keep doing their thing. Keep expanding into Asia in terms of the islands. Like, obviously, that's what their goal. Their goal would probably be to take back even Japan. And that's, I don't know. I'm just kind of, like, talking about those in theories because I'm trying to picture, like, a century. And it's also, like, I think the main thing is contact tracing, to be honest. If I knew, again, it's still a day-by-day type thing. If I knew contact trace, fucking shit, bro, I don't fucking know. And then contact tracing, I would really like to hope that everything going on is not as evil as the evidence shows. It just seems like justice is very blind. And especially if the freaking Democrats pull something where they just take Biden out of the election and they have, like, a Hillary and Obama, and they just go all acting and they just, like, put out all this information, which the liberal media would, like, rally behind them in a second. It's almost up to the military at that point, to be honest, and upholding the Constitution, because it's the Constitution is what's going on. And, like, I would be perfectly fine to not have any of those fuckers be president, including Trump. And we need somebody to, like, actually have a fucking plan. And, like, to be honest, like, Romney's not doing a great job of, he's doing a great job of separating himself from Trump. He's not, I don't know if he's coming, nobody's really coming out that strong on anything besides, and again, I don't know the full, we'll see. We will really see. I like Holly. Holly's really good. Yeah, I don't know the state of California with Governor what's his fucking face. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I would say as of now, I got a 2-month plan here. If I wanted to, I got everything planned out through the 2 months, so I'm good. It's just a matter of if I want to go month to month after that point to try to make it through my cousin's wedding, that'd be kind of nice, and I could maybe do an acting role, and I wouldn't mind living out in California long-term. Again, the weather is still very nice. It just, is this a safe place to be with the impending apocalypse, so to speak, you know? And it just like, I don't know, man. It's definitely all warfare is based in deception. It's a lot of variables, a lot of people. When you break it down though, based on like the results of what's happening, all the misinformation kind of becomes just a couple key variables. And then you look at facts on a few things and then it, to be honest, it honestly becomes clear, I would say. And whether clear, and this is what it comes down to, natural law. Having a sort of absolute principles that apply to the human connectivity of man and his thoughts and actions being tested against the universal spirit and the frequency of light, which is the speed of light is constant and Jesus is the light. If that syllogism was drawn through, I believe it to be accurate. In terms of creating, if you're going to combat global warming and in a sense of weather, and you believe that God controls the weather, then I question at a quantum mechanical level of metaphysics, throw another big word in there, in a time of exponential growth at the precipice of the 21st century. If you taught morals in school again, could you make a great assertion that the weather would change? Now, I don't know, there's a lot of worlds going on and a lot of nodes that God communicates with each individual heart. So I don't know the total aggregate or the, like, each individual cloud corresponding to the light journey on the darkness. And in terms of like something that like the speck in your eye can be proven to, in like just all the facts about how the solar system is designed perfect. And I'm not gonna get into like hologram theory. I've had very interesting, again, past the point of I don't need any more evidence, just more of like the experiences are just kind of more and more awesome. And then, yeah. It's like, we'll see what happens. I had a dream. I'm not saying like all of these are like any, these are just my opinions, me practicing more than anything. And I'm gonna say like my idea how I would play the scenario. That's how you learn from it. I think I'm in the best position that I've been in my entire life. I've kind of surrendered to where I'm not too worried about. I kind of know, like, I got a good direction, and I could go in a couple of directions and be fine with it. And then just kind of, I like having options at this point. And it's a very exciting time to be alive. And, yeah. At this point, financially, I'm putting everything in cryptocurrency beyond a 2 or 3 month. What would that be called? Security blanket. And then that's projected. That's projected like after like July, because I think Dave Ramsey says you're supposed to have like a year or something. And the thing is that like my car is in good shape. I have very limited assets, so I can make it back to the home base of Colombia if need be, which I'll probably go back. I'll drive there first in July, and then from there to either Kansas City or Austin, depending on. I could go in a lot of directions. I wouldn't mind staying out in California. I'm gonna have to get another job.
probably by mid-July. Well, I'd obviously have to have a job by July if I'm going to stay longer than that. That just depends on macroeconomical, whatever variables, like...
like wearing the mask, contact tracing, and the current state of political affairs. If Gavin Newsom got, like, arrested, or the North Cal militia kind of, or just, like, the overall... That's something I don't know, because there's so much censorship and there's so much banning and there's so much misinformation that you can't project the election. You can't project opinion. You can't. It's 300 million people. You know what I'm saying? In a time that I hope. Well, here's the thing. I hope that over the course of the last 3-4 months, people have been. Because I assume God's been talking to everybody's hearts. I hope people have been seeking out information. And to me, if the American public was seeking out the information, it should be a landslide election. If Trump can just, like, guarantee a couple things of significant importance to the Christian community that understands what Revelations is and what's going on, and if the military... doesn't fuck it up, and the deep state isn't that I don't think it's that strong, to be honest. I don't think it's strong in America. Like, I think
psychologically it's up to the American people, and like they could.
Well, here's the thing.
The fabric of... I don't know, I can't compare this to anything besides this is, like, living between 19... depending on, like, the 2020 severity to the 2030 agenda severity... and depending how much that has influence over our lives here in America, it's either living, because if you're living in China right now, this is 1943 and you're in a Holocaust camp. If you're like honestly, or you're a fucking Nazi. Like that's essentially what it is. Mao Zedong, whatever, essentially the same type of guy. And if you're in Europe, you're probably, again, depends if you're living in a castle or you're just a regular person. And again, if you have hyperinflation, you have global medical tyranny, you have people that can't provide it for themselves and they're dependent. In an Orwellian state, the revelation does not paint a great picture for what could happen. And if America is not, you kind of talk about it in a sense that it's like you hope to God it doesn't happen. And it's like, again, it's like kind of one day at a time from like, we'll see. I think two or three strategic, if we're talking about maybe the last couple of like, No, I'm not gonna say that. You can't really do that. I don't know if you couldn't. I don't know. I think it's just so obvious at this point. What was I gonna say? I'll go back to this analogy because I enjoyed it. So right now, if we're about to enter, they're calling this like a 25-year point. This is the Robert Kiyosaki talking about how. Finances in terms of like the stock, well, nobody really knows anything about that, and it's kind of like manipulated by the Fed, so it's not the best barrier. None of them are real like true gauges, because it's all like smoke and mirrors and confidence, consumer confidence, and then backed by the United States military, and then we're also like the strongest currency out there, and it's not well. I think one, the major fabric, the fabric of real estate, it depends. I don't know if you would need to change. You wouldn't make a policy change between the current state, especially if prices go down, it just becomes like that's the natural flow of the market. It just becomes more affordable to live. And I think more people are going to start going back. I think a lot of people are going to start spreading out to these other states. And you could see demographic, yeah, you could easily see that. That's what I'd bet on.